We're at the fabulous Truckfest 2014 at the Newark and Notts Showground, of course, in Newark. And we're delighted, Ed Wellman and myself, to be able to be greeted by the legend. And I say that quite literally, the legend of Lizard Lick Extraordinaire. Of course, that man is...
Hey, this is Ron Shirley from Lizard Lick Tone and Recovery.
Ron, we've been looking at, obviously, the Ronisms and the classic lines that come through there. Have you been to Newark before?
No, this is actually my first time in Newark, and I'm telling you, we're happy as a short-legged fat pony at Highfield Oaks. It's great people, beautiful country, and the food here is really good.
Happy as a short-legged
fat pony in a Highfield Oaks.
Fantastic. You see, there we are. It's just there. We're going to get that whole thing to it. It's brilliant. You know, I just fantastic. I mean, obviously, in Britain, we just go wild for those accents just in the same way as you probably do in the States, or maybe not. Talk to us about what you've got with, obviously, the Lizard Lick. We've got fabulous merchandise. What are we going to see today?
You know, when we come over, I tell everybody, Bo, and I ain't saying it because we're over here. The fans over here are just unbelievable. They're so appreciative. They're so polite. They're so courteous. You don't get a lot of that where we're from. You know, back where we're from, most people feel like they're nailing raw eggs to trees, and they're just always kind of, you know, working intense. So, you know, when we come over here, we try to bring the Lizard Lick experience. So we want you, you know, you come through the line, so we'll sign just about anything you want, with the exception of toilet seat panties and bras. You know, we...
I draw the line myself, actually. So often on the midweek drive, I get these requests. Unbelievable.
Yeah, we... You know, man, just come in here and love on folks, hug on them. It's me and Amy and Cousin Johnny, and we just want you to come see, you know, be a part of Lizard Lick for just a few minutes.
Ed.
So when did it all start, then, the whole Lizard Lick towing?
In the beginning.
And how? Is it... You know, what did you start with one truck, two...
Yeah, in 1997, I was playing college football a couple years prior, and I actually got struck by lightning. And so I lost my scholarship, blew my knee out. And back then, I was a big dude. You know, I benched over 600 pounds. And I am not going to say that I'm the brightest light bulb in the pack, you know, so I had to use Braun. And one day, I was just trying to make some money, and my brother sold cars. And he's like, hey, I'll give you $50 to go repo a car. Uh-huh. And, Bo, I was on that like a hub on a ham sandwich, and the rest is history.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, your good wife, Amy, who's just in the background there, sorting out a whole range of things. Multi-talented in every sense of the word. She may join us. She may not. I don't know. I mean, not only is she a fabulous mother of four, she's also a qualified mortician as well.
Yep, she's actually a world champion powerlifter. She held 24 state, national, and world records in two organizations. She's a mixed martial arts fighter. She's a licensed mortician. And she's mean on a rattlesnake with a loose tooth. But... if you want to hide money at my house, you hide in the oven because she can't cook.
Amy, I don't know if you want to have a writer reply on that one. Amy, welcome to this little piece we're doing for Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting. Good to see you in Britain.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, other than I could get rid of my TV husband.
See, it's that kind of tension that just adds a certain quality to all sorts of things. Those multifaceted things, I mean, the mortician interests me. Why did you decide to actually go into that particular field?
Honestly, I like the science of the body. So, you know, that's honestly why I was in there. And plus, I think it was my great-grandfather. He used to be one. So maybe it just runs in my bloodline, too. And I've also learned how to get rid of Ronnie Ann.
No.
Yes.
How would the world cope without Ronnie and his Ronisms?
I don't know. Probably be a lot quieter place.
I can see a certain tension. It's creative tension, though, which is good, which is fantastic from that point of view. Ed?
It's just the start of a big weekend. Have you had a good look around the showground yet, Amy?
I found the donuts and the coffee.
Fantastic. And are you over here in Britain for a couple of days, or are you back after the weekend? I mean, what's the schedule as far as Lizard Lick is concerned?
We fly out, what, Monday morning?
Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get some stuff set up for next year, so hopefully we'll be returning.
Yeah, we're hoping to be at every Truck Fest next year and in a couple other events. You know, we actually do wrestling. Most people don't know that. I actually have a CD out, a country CD. I got a published book, so Amy's doing a gluten-free cookbook. So we've kind of diversified, but, you know, we come over here, and the only downside to coming over here is it's like we come over here, and it's like herding blind chickens. You know, we're in and out so fast. So next year when we come, we're coming 2 days early, leaving 2 days late, and we want to see the countryside.
Okay, I think you've just said a couple of key points there. First of all, obviously, we're here on behalf of the Midweek Drive, Midweek Drive Morning Edition for both Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting. We have regular links with our colleagues in Nashville, Los Angeles, and so on. How do you feel about becoming regular radio correspondents with us on the Midweek Drive?
Oh, Bo, I mean, I'm, you know, I'd be on it like a largemouth bass at an Earthworm family reunion. I love it. I mean, I'm in. Sell it.
Amy?
Oh, I'm in, but I don't have a Ronism or Amism to give you, so I'm just there.
It'll work splendidly. Listen, guys, hopefully we'll catch up with you after the show today. We're going to see the thing, obviously, before lunchtime. We'll catch up with you, hopefully, all being well afterwards. Really great to meet you today. Guys, good luck and keep the flame.
Thank you, brother. We tell everybody, God put us here. Fans keep us here. So we thank y'all for everything.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, we're still recovering, that's Ed and myself, after encountering the Lizard Lick team for the first time. Fantastic. I mean, I'm already those Ronisms coming across in full force. And I can understand Ron getting very excited about the fact that we're joined now by the fabulous Nicola Borman. Nicola, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I realised when we spoke on the telephone that you're a dynamic, enthusiastic press person extraordinaire. And believe me, that's not always the case with press people. No names, but there are some folk here. You wonder if maybe they were sort of acting as a mortuary sort of assistant in some way, shape or form. But that's by the by. Anyway, this is a really exciting event.
It is, yeah. It's people don't realise how big an event it is. It's huge. It's not just trucks. It's everything. It's a family day. It's a trade show. And it's just there's lots of fun and games with a live arena, with everything, really.
It's grown considerably over the last few years. I mean, the last 30, 40 years, really. 83, I think, was when the first Truck Fest actually started. Obviously, you were probably just, even if you were born at all then, you might have been just a little bee, a bairn, so to speak. How long have you been part of the Truck Fest family?
I've been part of it only 3 years, so I'm still one of the babies. But, it's been going 30 years. It's all started, really. It was Bob Limming, the event director, who just saw a gap in the market. His father was a truck driver, and he thought, yeah, there's something here. And it's just got bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
And clearly at the Newark and Nottinghamshire showground, you've got a lovely amount of space to actually work through, lots of other things from there. One of the comments Ed made when we were coming in this morning was, well, there's a truck, there's another truck, another truck. For those people who are uninitiated to the whole truck scenario and might have only encountered them from the basis of frustration, where you think, why do you overtake when it's only two lane on the dual carriageway and you block me out in that sort of way? Why is it such an exciting event?
It's such an exciting event, really, because for the truck drivers, for the manufacturers, this is their show. They get a chance to show off their trucks. Again, as I said earlier, Truck Fest is about trucks. We have lots of different judges. We have lots of different competitions where we have best truck, best working truck, best vintage, best 5-year, best fleet. And that's really what Truck Fest is all about. But because it's got so big and because we have so many hundreds of trucks, thousands of trucks, then people come to enjoy it because, you know, kids love trucks. Men love trucks. Like, men grew up loving trucks. And then the wives come along to keep the man happy. And then the wives, they end up loving them too. I mean, like, these guys maybe would spend at least a week to maybe 10 days polishing their trucks. You know, they spend so much money looking after their trucks and polishing their trucks. And these guys come here, spend the weekend here, and then Sunday night, Monday morning, they're back on the road again, you know.
Looking through the programme, we see everything from medicals for truck drivers, which are on offer at the showground, which I think is extraordinary, right the way through to, obviously, John Bon Jovi tribute act that's actually there. That's a full truck dedicated to John Bon Jovi.
It is, yeah. We have lots of trucks. We also used to have an Avatar truck, but I believe he had so many offers that he's actually sold it. But, yeah, we have hundreds of trucks. We have John Bon Jovi truck. 2 weeks ago in Ireland, we had a Smokey and the Bandit truck and The Field, which is a famous movie into the West. We have thousands. We have the big super trucks, monster trucks. This show, we've actually got two different monster trucks this year. We have Swamp Thing and Slingshot, so that's going to be pretty exciting. Something I haven't seen before as well. We've got Brook FMX. They are crazy guys on bikes. Thankfully, it's not too windy, so I think you'll get to see a lot of 360 turns and somersaults. And it's just fabulous. It's one of those things. You come, 10:30 it starts, all the live action. You can sit and watch it, or you can have a walk around. And then, of course, we've got the crazy Lizard Licks.
As you said, the crazy Lizard Licks, say just 4 minutes of an interview with both of them, and we feel as though we've actually gravitated to a whole new world. But again, a couple of weeks ago, I was at the 72nd World's annual science fiction convention in London. That's at the XL Centre. Do you know, I think in terms of energy, this has possibly almost matched that, which I didn't think was going to be the case, which is phenomenal. What is this, an annual event, or is it a case of, you know, there are other events through the years for Truck Fest for aficionados?
Yeah, there are 6 Truck Fests. The guys who look after Truck Fest, who promote it, are live promotions, and they do anything up to 30, 35, 40 events a year. Truck Fest is probably the biggest one, but then they also do custom shows. shows, Land Rover shows. So they're pretty well experienced. These guys know what they're doing, and they're very good at what they do.
And what are you most looking forward to over the weekend?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Swamp Thing and Slingshot, because I haven't seen it. I always love to try and get a chance to go for a little walk around with myself, as well as looking after the press and
it's
media.
It's always good to walk around with yourself, I feel. Yeah. Otherwise, you could go off on something completely different.
No, what I meant was with myself doing the little press and media, sometimes I don't get to leave
course,
the press room. But I love to try and get a walk around. But then we also look after all the celebrity management side of thing, which is Elizabeth Licks. So we get busy, and then we've Joey Essex tomorrow. For those who love Joey Essex.
Yes, I'm glad you put that little rider on there. For those who love Joey Essex.
Yes. But, yeah.
Which means we should actually introduce our Essex aficionado extraordinaire, of course, once again. Ed Wellman. Ed, if you'd like to just come around from that point of view. Very critical, otherwise my arm just wouldn't be long from that point of view. Ed.
So, Nicola, how does it feel right now? Because we are in the Cedric, what's this?
The Cedric Ford Pavilion.
And which means we've got a grand view over the central arena. How does it feel with it all about to start?
Well, for me now, because I got used to it, I know, in the back of my head, I know what's about to start. The as we call them, the public are in. They've been in from 9. They're queuing.
We've had Ronisms before, but now I think clearly we've got more isms from your good self. The public, as we call them, which is fantastic.
Well, people call them truckers, but they're not truckers. They're the public, you'll probably find it if you guys go for a walk, they'll be queuing already for the Lizard Licks. In Peterborough, Truckfest Peterborough, which is our biggest, hugest show, it was in May. They queued 7.5 hours to see the Lizard Licks. And to be fair to the Lizard Licks, they didn't finish at 6 and go away home. Ronnie, as he calls it, walked the line, and he would not leave until every one person had an autograph or a photograph with him. So he's a good guy. They're good people. They're easy to work with.
I think it's fair to say that despite the eccentricities that we first encountered with them, we would say that. And we look forward, obviously, to having a brief chat with them over lunchtime once the thing's actually wrapped. Ed?
It seems that this is a very cool thing to do, to be seen at. But essentially, is this not just train spotting?
Yeah. You'll notice as you guys are leaving, there'll be guys outside truck spotting, and they'll write down. Yeah. We also have Mark Dixon from Eddie Stobart's. He's like a celebrity driver. He's down in Truckfest shop. Mm. So people come in along and have him, and they'll buy a Truckfest T-shirt and get Mark to sign it. Or, you can come in at 9 a.m. and you can leave at 8, 8 p.m. and you still haven't seen it. Sometimes people come for the 2 days because there's so many trucks to see. And the nice thing is the truck drivers and the manufacturers let the kids climb up. And because sometimes people love trucks, but they've never actually been in one. So, Truck Fest is an opportunity for the kids' dreams to come true, because they get to get into the truck, and actually get to sit in it, which sometimes doesn't happen.
So what do you do after this, Nicola? Is it a case of after sort of Sunday night comes around, it's a case of, no, I need to go off to the health spa and have at least 3 weeks of R&R rest and relaxation?
I wish. I fly back to Ireland on tomorrow evening, and then I have 2 corporate golf days, but then we also have Truckfest Southwest down in Kent, Maidstone. So we've got that to get organised. That's only 2 weeks away. So, and that's getting our press and media and television all involved for that as well. So
we made this offer to the Lizard Lick team, of course, Ron and Amy. I think we'll actually endorse it to yourself. I mean, hopefully we should do a year in the life of your routine. Just follow your whole thing through. Would you be up for that?
Of course, absolutely. You're more than welcome. We'd love that.
Ed, any other thoughts?
I just want to go now. Let's go do this.
Is your childhood coming out?
Well, I
used to see trucks.
Convoy trucks that I used to kind of drive up and down my bed for years and years. I've stopped doing that now. I want to hear the sound of the engines firing up, so I want to get
you
out
will.
There.
Whenever all the big manufacturers come in, they sound their horns and stuff, and you can walk around. And then we have the big, huge American trucks, and they're massive. And they're just down below here at the arena. So you will have fun. You will not admit, or you'll certainly make sure, it was okay. But I guarantee you'll have a smile from one side of face to the other.
Nicola, fantastic. Just sharing some thoughts with your good self. Again, we've just looked at a smidgen of the kind of events and things that actually there. Are there any kind of other highlights you'd actually just flag up that take place over the weekend, or indeed as we look ahead to the Truckfest phenomena?
Oh, there's so much. Always remember, we have our lovely vintage trucks. They're at 20 to 4, which you get a look to come around. And, that's probably the trucks that we would remember, because nowadays trucks are just huge. They're like transformer trucks, as I call them. And, of course, with Joey Essex tomorrow. But definitely, I think our big thing really is our main arena, which is our Monster trucks, and our manufacturers, which is Mercedes, which is going to be some. They've got some beautiful new trucks in, so, and they're worth a lot of money. But yeah, it's a great day. You can come from first thing in the morning to late at night, and then of course you've got the entertainment tonight. So and enjoy. Planning
for Truckfest 2015, presumably already in operation. Really?
Oh, goodness, yeah, already so in operation. We actually, the guys also have Jules Hollands in Maidstone, I think, as well. So there, a lot of the team are leaving to go there for lunchtime to go and get that set up as well. So busy team, but we love it. We wouldn't do it any other way.
So we've made our way, as Nicola suggested, to the main merchandise area, and we're speaking to that fabulous legend of Scottish fiefdom and wonderment that is Carol. Carol, good to connect with you. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Very good indeed. We won't talk about the independence vote, because that's going to happen in a whole range of ways, but still, life continues. Here we are at the Truckfest events, Truckfest original course at the York and Notts Showground. How's it shaping up so far?
Very well. Very well.
Looking at the range of things we've got there, I mean, looking at this merchandise, I mean, you literally have a smorgasbord of delightful stuff here. I mean, even if you have no interest whatsoever in trucks, but you've got a fashion interest, you've got Truckfest polo shirts, Truckfest T-shirts. Just talk us through what we've got here.
We have Truckfest T-shirts, men's T-shirts of all sizes, ranging from 2XL down to a small. We have Truckfest wristbands. We have Truckfest teddy bears. We have all women's clothing from 2XL right down to an extra small. We have children's. We have hats. We have teddy bears. We have hoodies. We have high-vis jackets. We have men's jackets, fleeces. Come along and see for yourselves.
Absolutely. The teddy bear, of course, being waved quite vigorously by Neil. I mean, Neil, this is really part of the whole thing, isn't it? I mean, it's people that can just engage with the whole truck phenomenon, can't they?
Yeah, this is a big part of the show, where the kids can come and actually take a gift away with them and its memories.
Carol, I believe that there's a connection that you have with one of the organisers of this event. Would you like to just share with us that sort of relation, I think, that you actually have with one of the founders of the whole Truckfest setup?
Well, I have two. I have one, which is Robert Lemming, who is my brother-in-law, and the operations manager, Michael Lemming, who is my husband.
Exactly, you see. So I knew there was a connection that was coming across there. You must be very proud of them, actually, in all seriousness. I mean, the way the whole thing has grown, phenomenal, really.
Very, very. They all work very hard. The live crew's really, really nice people, really good. One big family.
Ed.
And you're flying the flag for the event yourself, because you're wearing, actually, a Truckfest. What's that? That's a hoodie.
Yeah. Truckfest hoodies. These, really good, really good. I believe everybody should have a Truckfest hoodie.
And presumably they can wear it all year round to keep the flame alive.
That's
through
the one. Yep, you can wear them for anything.
And do you go off to the other Truckfests as well, then?
Yeah, I do all the Truckfests, yep.
So yeah. Where are you heading to next?
Kent.
Yes, Kent is the place where you're heading off to. Now, for a Scottish lass, which part of Scotland are you from? Because are we talking the West Coast or East Coast? West Coast.
West, yeah.
Now, obviously, you've had Commonwealth Games, which is very good. But to me, probably Truckfest just beats the Commonwealth Games in terms of quality, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
Very important for that perspective. What are you most looking forward to in terms of the couple of days that we've got today? I mean, do you get a chance to see some of the events that are actually out there?
Yep. We do have a look around, because obviously when we're doing the Truckfest shop, we have a look around on the Friday, and we like to see everything that's going on. I like the monster trucks. I like everything here, really. Lizard-like. They're obviously a couple of...
They're less an act, more a force of nature. Having met both of them earlier today, I think it's more a case of... It's a bit like being hit by a verbal typhoon, really, when you actually meet both of them in full force.
Well, yeah, coming from Scotland, I can understand them very, very much, you know, they're on my wavelength, yeah, but, yeah, the whole show's really good, yeah,
it's the place to be. Neil, fantastic stuff from your point of view. Is there a web address that people can actually keep up to date with, obviously, the fabulous events that you're running?
Yeah, the main web address is www.livepromotions.co.uk.
And I sense here I'm sort of sandwiched between the Celts of the world, because obviously Neil from Northern Ireland, I suspect?
That's correct. Belfast, Northern Ireland.
And, of course, from... Is it Glasgow on the West Coast?
Yeah, Glasgow.
So you've really got a kind of... And we've got Ed here from Lincoln, myself, well, I suppose from Middlesbrough, but connected with sort of Poland. It's just like an international event, really.
It's like one big family right across GB and Ireland.